Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with some school budget revotes in the paper today.
Sure. So we have a front page story today about the three revotes that happened around the region yesterday. And these are revotes because these are budgets that did not pass earlier in July when districts all around the area had their votes. So a little bit of a mixed bag. The districts in Rensselaer and Fort Edward, both of those budgets were defeated again. So those districts will resort to contingency budgets for the upcoming year, basically same amount of spending. And then we focus mostly on the Johnstown School District in our story up in Fulton County. This is a district that's really had some big budget problems last couple of years, and they're basically midway through about a 3 to 5 year effort to try to deal with this multi-million-dollar budget. And so yesterday's school vote, the budget actually passed, and they needed to have a super majority. They had to have at least 60%. And the budget did pass fairly easily, about 1,400 votes to 700 votes. But it wasn't without controversy because this time around, they had everything in-person voting. A month ago when they had the vote, they did everything with mail-in ballots. So this time they said, let's do it in-person voting like we have done in other years, despite COVID-19. And they instituted a bunch of safety precautions. But there were a number of voters that were very unhappy, saying, the last time around, you let us do it with our mail-in ballots, and this time you didn't send ballots to everybody. The district defended it and said it was a cost thing. They said they had to spend $17,000 for the mailings. So this time around, they did it in person. They said it was minimal cost. But again, they were criticized pretty heavily, but the budget passed. But it also wasn't without some pain in this school budget vote, too, because they still had to, even with a budget increase that they had to close an elementary school and the junior high school in the district and do a bunch of staff cuts. So they're really still plugging away. But for now, it's a good news for them. And then, of course, they, like a lot of school districts, are going to wait to see what happens with state aid with the large budget deficit at the state level.
And the state is waiting on the federal government to move on the HEROES Act so that they can get some of that aid to the cities and towns.
Indeed.
And we're waiting on that as we speak. Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. Read more at dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Miles, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Take care, David.